Of Anthrocon 2023. Before we begin, you might have noticed that one of the things that helps us endure the stresses and other stresses of this weekend is the juice of the barley or Bacchus's blessings.
Yeah!
And I apologize to those who may disagree, but I will point out Jesus turned water into wine, okay?
Yeah!
We have been blessed this weekend to have the assistance of one of the David L. Lawrence Convention Center and Levy Catering's most finest employees. We met Denise this weekend. Denise has been making sure the performers on stage have been, shall we say, appropriately seated. I would like to ask Denise, would you kindly come up here, please? We very much would like folk yes, right. Yes, you. Come. Yeah, Denise, we're calling you. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest bartender in all of Pittsburgh, Denise. Okay, this was something that, okay, it was something of a stopgap measure this year. They said, oh, you need to have a bartender serve you your booze. I'm like, okay. So, I don't see a downside. They introduced us to Denise. So, on Anthrocon's contract next year, my intention is that Denise will be Anthrocon's official bartender next year. Thank you, my darling. I'm going to finish that bottle. Thank you. There. All right. Okay. So at this point, those of you who have been to the closing ceremonies of Anthrocon before will know that there is nobody sitting next to me. Or is there? Okay, thank God. I thought I was hallucinating. Okay. In 12 hours, I will go home. However, before I do so... Okay, no. Actually, good point. This is my home away from home. From this native Philadelphian, I want to send all of you greetings from my adopted home of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This has always been our home, our second home.
Absolutely. So, at the closing ceremonies, what we usually have is an agenda of things to talk about. I forgot to make it because I was at the charity show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start at that end. Yes, we have Mr. Foxish, director of our dealer's room. Some nice things.
I'd like to say that the enthusiasm for the dealer's room this year, especially on Friday, was surprising and was actually, it made it feel, I don't know how quite to put it, but it was very, it made it feel fulfilling setting all of that up, seeing so many people wanting to get in there and see what was available from all of our fine merchants and artists and creators. I'm really looking forward to doing it again next year and bringing you even more good stuff to spend your money on.
And I do want to point out, because of the sheer number of people who wanted to get in the dealer's room, it surprised us, it overwhelmed us this year. I apologize if it was inconvenient for everybody. Mr. Foxish and the board of directors will be discussing next year how to make it seamless for all of you in 2024. Okay, hang on. Mr. General Talon, whose crew put this shit together? Woo! Say some flowery words, General.
Okay. Did you all have fun?
Yeah!
Excellent. I mean, what more can I say? Every single year, I'm amazed by my team that are always there for me. So, I'm just the guy who talks with these folks. So, the guys who do all the work. Everyone look back there, front of house. That's my team. And also, Fizz, you come here too. Laser lights and everything. This is Fizz. He makes our lasers for the dances. We have a whole crew backstage that works on our video production and everything. Maybe they can run up here as soon as possible, but yes. I don't know what else to say.
I'm sorry. If you were here for the charity show, great. If you weren't, you should have given us money. There is a question. What should we do with this set that the AV crew spent so much time putting together? Oh, hello! Oh, I'm sorry, you stuck up on me. Give him a microphone.
I'm Simon Fox. I run the video streaming and the screens you see on the sides of the hall. Did anyone see the dances or anything on stream this year? We all thank you for watching, and we hope that you'll watch the recordings that are up there after the con ends. Woo!
Great. Okay, there was a discussion. What do we do with this incredible set here? And I was discussing with the crew who made it, and they were saying, for a significant donation to the charity, we will let the city of Pittsburgh keep it because the city of Pittsburgh really wants it. So here is what we decided. The city of Pittsburgh offers Anthrocon a significant arts grant every year to help us with the block party and fursuit parade, since we do that for the people of Pittsburgh. The agreement we reached with our fine AV crew is that in lieu of Anthrocon accepting that arts grant, the city of Pittsburgh will donate that money to our charity Rabbit Wranglers this year, and they get to keep this set. Yeah! Woo! The city of Pittsburgh does not know it yet. I am going to ask, could somebody kindly tell them, because we need to let them know about it. So, next we have Mr. KP.
Hey, everyone. Thank you. It's very hard to actually identify what my team does. We're in charge of public relations, public outreach, and the charity. They kind of all got lumped in together. The first person or first organization we want to thank is Visit Pittsburgh. Without Molly Evans at Visit Pittsburgh, a lot of the things that you guys see throughout the weekend simply would not happen. One of the key things and the cutest things that we saw, did any of you notice at the corner of Penn Avenue and 10th Street that the street signs had been renamed to Anthrocon Avenue and Furry Way?
What? Woo-hoo!
Visit Pittsburgh not only created those signs for us at no cost and hung them at no cost, they have agreed to rehang them and rename the streets every year going forward. Yeah. Also want to thank the 16 partner hotels that Visit Pittsburgh coordinated. You guys filled 16 hotels in downtown. That does not include all of the boutique hotels that are also filled. We don't have room blocks there. There were so many of them, and every hotel was telling us that for the most part, every single person was well behaved. They did not receive a lot of complaints, and most importantly, not that many of them had stickers on walls. So thank you for not putting stickers on walls. From the media team, we want to thank all of the local networks, but especially KDKA, who has become kind of our flagship news station. They were the ones that had the first suitors out on Wednesday and Friday in the television studio. They did something very special. On Friday, we asked Ron, who is the morning weatherman, to please make it not rain until after the fursuit parade. It did not rain until after the fursuit parade, so we owe him a hoagie. The one thing that we did say in almost every interview, and I want to thank my entire team who was working on this, Pittsburgh is a great American city, but it's great because it has great people. So we want to thank the great people of Pittsburgh, but also Anthrocon is a great convention because we have great attendees. Thank all of you for being amazing this weekend. Final thanks, because he's not up here, I'm sure he's busy working, is Humphrey. He's in charge of our safety team. They did a Herculean effort with a relatively small staff to keep us safe. From what I understand, there was the smallest number of ambulances called to Anthrocon ever.
What? No!
Also, we want to thank you guys for projecting a good image and being responsible. Other than that, we're happy you all had a great convention. Thank you all so much. Woo!
Nakona, I'm sure that a lot of people are curious how many people showed up this weekend.
Yes, I am sure.
Would you be willing to divulge this number?
No. Okay, I will, but first I have to make a few call-outs. I have to call out our safety team, who did a magnificent job with our line wrangling, especially on Thursday.
Woo!
And I have to call out our wonderful volunteers and staff who work so hard to get you through the registration lines as quickly as possible.
Yeah!
And even Grandma Kage, who had worked in registration for 10 hours straight without leaving on Thursday.
Whoa, let's go!
Really?
Yes.
Mom, you rock! Where the hell are you?
Whoa.
Okay, I love you all to pieces. I'll pay back for the college fund, honest.
And I also want to let you know how much Anthrocon appreciates their partners within the city to the extent of offering free memberships to certain or to our partners, as shown on this personal coupon that was signed, and I will read it to you. Local Pittsburgh partners, good for one attending member, Don't question me, Kage. Written on a cocktail napkin. And as such, I think I must present Uncle Kage, our official Entercon stationery, proudly provided by our partners at Bill's Bar and Burger.
Let's go.
So he can make several more.
The official stationery to write passes to Entercon cocktail napkins. Thank you.
And now for our total attendance numbers for Entercon 2023. 13,644.
Sam, remember, this started as a room party.
Wait, hold on.
One thing that's important to us, the Furry Fandom is a big family. We may have a whole lot of people, but there's a whole lot of other conventions out there, and they work just as hard as we do. Give a big round of applause for every Furry Con, not just Andrew.
Yay!
Shout out to our colleagues at Furry Week in Atlanta and Midwest Fur Fest. The competition is playful. It's among friends. We are not interested in who is the biggest. All of us, and I think I speak for our colleagues in Chicago and our colleagues in Atlanta as well. Yeah, we are not interested in outdoing each other. We are interested in outdoing ourselves. We want to be better next year than we were this year.
Woo!
I just want everyone to know we had more pre-registered attendees this year than we had in total attendance last year.
Yeah. Thank you for pre-registering, yes. I guess I wrote a bunch of stuff down here. I do want to thank our ASL interpreters. They have been with us for a long time. Okay, if Warren is available to come up and stand next to Big, that would be great. Okay, recently I took part in it was like a seminar that was held by Sign Language Interpreting Professionals of Pittsburgh. They invited Entercon to take part. And what this seminar was about was, okay, the business community, how should the business community do, and what is necessary, and how nice. This was my presentation. My presentation to the business community of Pittsburgh was not, don't focus on what the law says you must do. Focus on what you can do for your attendees. Because that's what Entercon does. Yes, the law says, you must do this. You must do this. That's great. I'm not interested in what the law says I have to do. I am interested in what we need to do to make Entercon accessible to everybody who wants to come. There's a couple of things I have written down here. I don't know what that means.
I can't even.
Oh, no, yes, Jim. We are eternally grateful. He's not here right now because he's working his butt off, closing us down. Anthrocon is eternally grateful to Jim Petrovich, praise be unto him, of APA Expo Services. Jim makes this stuff happen, as well as Jennifer Carter of the Convention Center. You guys don't understand. The folks who run this convention center, they're us. And I want to give a big shout out to them because they told me I got this bottle on stage. A small note. No, you still have some. A tiny, okay. On that subject, this is a business relationship. Business is business. We all know how it works. We have a contract with SMG Corporation operating as the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. As part of our contract, it stipulates that if a sticker is placed on DLCC property, Anthrocon will pay $250. They have found 38 stickers on DLCC property. Oh. That's the equivalent of 38 super sponsors. That's money that we no longer have to pay for stuff for all of you. Please don't put your goddamn stickers on Convention Center property. Thank you very much. Yeah. And this says Braz D. Oh, no, I remember. I have often referred to Anthrocon as the furry UN. We have been assisted this weekend by the executive staff of both the largest furry convention in South America, Brazil, FurFest, and the largest furry convention in Europe, Euroference. Their staff came here to have fun, and they wound up handing out badges. I would like to stand up and thank our colleagues worldwide for helping out Anthrocon. Woo! Because in the end, we are all in the same business, we are all in the same family. In the business world, we are competitors, but it's a friendly competition, and I like to keep it that way. That's everything that I can still read on my list, so I'm going to pass it to Mr. Ash.
Okay, Adi, if you can please load PowerPoint presentation, Anthrocon 2023, slides 7 through 38.
This isn't costing me extra, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
And if you don't have it, I'm just going to talk. So, for those of you who have not seen me, I am the gentleman who is responsible for events, which means everything that doesn't happen in Hall A, Hall B, Hall D, and Hall E. I'm responsible for Hall C. Yes, please, applaud. Yeah. I have a team that is amazing, that can support me and make sure that your panelists, all 327 volunteer panelists. Woo! Yeah, seriously. This event is put on by you, for you. I just make sure the cats end up where they're supposed to be. So, the number you actually care about, Sharon leaves, he doesn't care about this number. The number of people in the fursuit parade.
which caused the fire marshal to be angry at us.
Uh-oh.
We never want the fire marshal angry at us.
So I have four numbers, and the only number that's important is the number of fursuits in the parade, which is 3,127 fursuits. And we emptied that room in 90 minutes. That is a new record. Last year it took me over 2 hours for 2,500.
Ash?
What?
That's a lot of fursuit funk.
I know.
Did you have to remind us about
that? We turned on the sprinklers filled with Febreze.
I'm grateful.
I think we all are.
But I do have some people that I need to thank. I need to thank our partners at the Gateway Clipper, who brought us all of our cruises. Woo! I need to thank Jen Carter and Abby at the DLCC, who put up with my random phone calls of, I need tables. Woo! And I need to thank Jerry Williams. I think I have the right name. I've had a little bit to drink at the Westin, who has put up with me at the last minute 6 weeks ago going, I'm moving the video game people to your hotel. Have a good day. It has been an amazing year for my team and I to get this event together. It's been wonderful to see all of your smiling faces, and it has been great for literally an event team of less than 30 people to get all of you to have all of this fun. Woo!
And Ash, don't you have one new staff member who's joining? You have one new staff member who's joining that you want to say hello to?
I have managed to recruit from various areas of the fandom many, many new staff members who have wanted to come up to make events a better place. And I know she's going to be angry at me, but Anthrocon, in an effort to continue to improve, has added a new staff member this year, who is not in this room because she knew I was going to do this, who will be specializing in trying to diversify Anthrocon's programming for both minorities and the BIPOC community. That is going to be a thing that I cannot do myself, so I'm bringing her on specifically to do this. Kiri, if you're in this room, which I hope you are, this is how you're finding out you have a staph infection. And since the chairman is not here, I'm just going to move us on to our print and digital media director.
So, hi everyone, I'm Yasera. I am print and digital media. I hear someone because you get the reference, yes I know. So if you picked up a pocket program or a convention guide, that's my department. I also wrangled the artists who did some of the lovely artwork around the convention. Moth Monarch was responsible for the banner hanging outside the DLCC. Woo! They also did the badge artwork and all of the standees for the Friends of Anthrocon. That has been their pet project. Also, Lauren is now doing the signing instead of Vic. So everybody welcome Lauren to the stage. Yeah! Among our artists, we also have Sue Deer, who was our guest of honor last year and did our lovely t-shirts. Woo! And then Cyber Tech Fox, who did the cover artwork for the convention guide, as well as the design work for a lot of the coupons that you may have seen this year. So our department handles a lot of signage, they do a lot of the artwork and the coupons, and a lot of the print materials that you get your hands on. And then we work with Ronnie's department to make sure that things are flowing and communicating between social media and the print design so that we contain and maintain a consistent message across the board. We have some plans for you all for next year, and we hope that you will be excited for all of that. And as the local Pittsburgh representative, I'm really hoping that you enjoyed the theme this year and that you really enjoyed being in Pittsburgh as much as I enjoy living here. Yeah!
Looks like you went through that bottle of wine pretty fast.
Okay, the idea was that was supposed to be for me. However, the bottle aside, I would like to introduce Mr. Talon with the Y, who magnanimously volunteered to take over operations for us.
Was that volunteered or voluntold?
Well, Mr. Talon, as I
you remember... You stabbed him and put him in a black hood.
Mr. Talon came to me and said, I very much want to be operations director. That's what I remember.
And how many bottles of wine did you have after you remember
five.
That? You realize that you asked us that at 3 o'clock in the morning after
it doesn't matter. He's director now. There's no way out. Mr. Woo! Talon, would you be kind enough, please?
Talon, you really are stuck with us now. It's okay. No. I live in office with you. It's okay.
I need an adult. You hard adult.
Okay,
says you.
I can cover for you. I got some stuff to cover if you need me. Right, okay, do your stuff, then I'll do my stuff. Yeah.
Good. So hey there, I am Talon with a Y. Just to make things confusing for some reason, as opposed to Talon with an O over there, or I'll just answer to Tal or hey you or that guy or whatever. I made suggestions. Oops, ain't doing that again. So basically, operations is in room 309 over there by the Sky Bridge, across from our very dedicated safety crew over in room 308. Please give it up for my safety crew.
Woo! Yeah.
We got some trained EMTs in there. We got a guy who's like a fire marshal or something. So we got some definite training guys over there. Really, you know, working to keep you guys safe and protected and whatnot. With a lot of a partnership with our local authorities and whatnot, so getting all that taken care of. We also take care of the volunteering. Oh my God, if you signed up my volunteer form, thank you. If you give me an hour, thank you for volunteering. Because without volunteers, this doesn't happen at all. So please, applaud every volunteer.
Woo!
About getting some of you staff next year.
Oh, yes. Yes. Don't show competence when we're around. We'll take you. I do want to add in, those of you who were here last year, we're always trying new things. We thought that last year we would try some outside agencies to help us with security and safety. Some things work better than others. This year, we brought in the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department, who has been helping us since 2006 with the Westin. When it came to the uniformed services, how was it this year compared to last year? Make a note, have the county managed next year. At this point, I would like to...
Basically, also is getting all the communications together. It's kind of sort of the nerve center of the communication, of the convention, all the telegrams we got floating around, the discords we got floating around, the emails we got floating around. Everyone emailing the mailbox asking about the COVID policy. God, tired of that, man.
Which policy? I was talking to the chairman. What?
The COVID policy. There's a lot going on there. Yes, the Concred policy. Yes, I misspoke.
Oh, wear a mask. Keep people safe.
Yes, it keeps everyone safe. We also handle lost and found. So we have a lot of lost and found. You guys tend to bounce around a lot and things fall out of your
pockets.
Yes,
stop losing your shit, please.
Parts fall off you. Claws, tongues, ears, badges.
Dildos.
Everything.
Oh, no.
Everything. So,
did I say that loud? I meant to just think it.
The quack. part out loud. So, basically, if you haven't picked it up yet, we will have all the lost and found with us. If there's a piece of lost and found that you haven't had the chance to claim, something you've noticed you're missing, you can email info@anthrocon.org with a picture, a description, something. We'll do some social media posts later indicating the kind of stuff that we might have that you can find so we can reunite you with your belongings.
Allow me, Mr. Talon, if I can add. If it is a travel critical item, a driver's license, a passport, car keys,
pretty important.
Tomorrow morning, we will give those to the Westin Convention Center Hotel front desk because we're leaving tomorrow. We don't want to take your passport with us back to South America. If you have lost something travel critical, like a passport, that other stuff that I mentioned. Shut up! Okay, if there's something travel critical that you need, go to the Westin front desk tomorrow. Talon, you want to expound on that with the hours? Make it up. I don't care.
Okay, well, make it up. I'll probably drop it off sometime in the morning around 8 or 9 o'clock, something like that. Keys, as you said. The phones, there's a couple cell phones. We'll have those. We'll keep them charged in case people try calling them. So if anything happens to that, try to find my iPhone app. That might help it out. That's pretty much all I got, honestly. Can I cut it real quick?
What are you doing? What you got?
Oh, I have a volunteer I need to embarrass.
Do you?
I had to embarrass him.
He wants to shame someone real quick. Congratulate them real quick.
Well, this volunteer has been promoted to staff.
This is how they're finding out, by the way.
Woo! So we had, during the parade, a wonderful volunteer who stepped out of their spot at the very front of the parade to help me direct traffic. And Rami, over there, watched them. They were one of the most amazing traffic controllers we have ever had.
Woo!
I'm not going to name them so that I'm entirely embarrassed, but they know who they are. They stopped by ops, and they are now staff. This is why you don't show competency. We'll hire you.
I just wrote it down. It's done.
The name is Dan. I'll tell you privately.
Go ahead and pass this over to our intro noodles.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Ronnie. I think most of you have probably already heard me talking a lot on this stage, so you probably don't want to hear me talk more, right? I have never heard that from anybody before, so you all must be masochists wanting to hear me talk more. All right, well, I'll keep it short and brief because we've been saying a lot of stuff, but, my job basically is to make sure that the website and the social media is as helpful as it can be, given that, you know, there's over 13,000 of you, and it's pretty difficult to make sure we've got all the information out there. So, how many of you out there enjoyed the website? We're always constantly looking to make improvements for it, so, if you have any improvement suggestions or feedback of what you'd like to see or what was missing that you would have liked to know, you can always send an email to webmaster@anthrocon.org, or if you're on the social medias and you want to give some feedback, you can also tweet at us, @anthrocon, that is, of course, if Twitter doesn't explode tomorrow, but we're not talking about that. Or on other social media platforms that we're on. And speaking of feedback, there's one thing that I really want to get out there for everybody to hear, which is we want your feedback. We can only improve if we know what you want us to improve on. And some of you that were here last year may remember that we sent an attendee survey out by email. This is important because we want it to go to people that were actually here at the convention. So, in the coming week after the convention, make sure you keep your eye out on the email that you registered with, because we're going to be sending out our 2023 feedback survey, and we want to hear from you on how we can build a better 2024 convention. Sound good, everyone? And as a last note, because I want to make sure that all the people that were behind the departments that I oversee are appreciated, and you know who is behind all of those. I want to give a very quick shout out to all of the content writers of the website, the ones who filled all those pages with all the helpful information. I want to give a shout out to those that created all the content photography. We've got a dedicated content photography team that we stood up, and they're going to be providing all of their high resolution professional quality photos, you know, very shortly. And actually, one thing I want to call out, because this is something that we tried this year, who here listened to the Anthrocon Daily Report? All right, well, we've got a couple people that listened to it, but I want to specifically shout out to Father Harvest and Manic for being the voices behind the Anthrocon Daily Report and providing all of you out there with the information you need every day. So everyone, give a round of applause. Woo! With that, well, of course, you can help each other out on social media. If you've got photos that you've taken over the weekend, you have things that you'd like to share with us, whether it's feedback, whether it's asking a question. What? Did I say something funny?
Kage's just enjoying his wine, Ronnie.
We killed the badger. The lawyers are dead.
Okay, this is a good time to point out I wrote it down, but I'm a scientist and I can't read. Oh yeah, Paper Straw Group. I searched the entire world for suppliers who could provide paper fursuit length straws. PaperStrawGroup.com of the United Kingdom stepped up. All of the straws that you saw this weekend, which are recyclable and repulpable and
all that paper shit,
yeah, are from PaperStrawGroup.com of the UK. And I want to give them a shout out because everybody else said we can't do it. They said we can. So, if you're running another convention, a fur meet or something, if you want fursuit length paper straws, contact me. I will put you in touch with our folks in the United Kingdom. Okay, trust me. Manufacturing and shipping to the United States is cheaper than having this crap made here. Watch how it works.
So we have two other things that we want to announce. One thing to piggyback on what Ronnie said. In terms of feedback, there's one very specific piece of feedback that the DLCC is requesting. If you notice in the elevators, the one that's working anyway, there is a QR code for feedback to the city of Pittsburgh. If all of you would please consider giving feedback to Pittsburgh and say, we'd really like those escalators built, that will help get that moved along much faster.
Make it happen.
We only paid.
What about our second hotel, pal?
Shut up. Okay, we can't have the hotel, but you know what? You know what? Furries own this city. You tell the city you want escalators here. Pittsburgh will make it happen. We have to have your voices. Fill out that survey. Tell them we want the escalators over here. Pittsburgh will make it work.
And so one last bit of an announcement. I'm going to be very careful. The reason why we have these straws is because our charity was backstage playing with these and saying, what can we make for the rabbits out of these straws? I'd like to introduce to you the representatives of Rabbit Wranglers. That's our designated charity this year. Come on out, folks. Woo! Why don't you tell folks a little bit about what you experienced this weekend, what you think, and then we have a number to lay on you.
So this is a thank you to all of you. for today for welcoming us. Rabbits are an underserved community in the animal rescue world. So being here today, feeling so welcomed and so loved by all of you was just amazing, and it was incredible. It was incredibly energizing. So we can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Woo!
So much.
Woo!
So with that, Anthropon is pleased to announce the current yet still running total of amount that has been generated for your charity of $51,064. Dakota is mentioning, we think we can do more if anybody wants to. If we put a hat up here, if anybody has a few dollars. Because there's so much more.
Let's go!
If anybody wants to make additional donations, you can send electronic contributions to their QR code. We have money on the stage, but I'm sure the bunnies can use more. If you'd like to make another donation and keep the total running, please put it in the hat at the front of the stage. Yes, if you could, please put the bunny in the hat, because now some of us have to crawl around on the floor and pick up dollar bills.
Woo!
Yes.
Okay. On the top of rabbits and hats, all we want to. Please put the shit in the hat there, please, because I went to school for chemistry, not math. Make it easy for me, can't you?
I would like to personally recognize a vendor partner for Anthropon who has enjoyed this escape room this year.
Yeah, let's go!
So I want to call out Furry Logic for a very, very sizable donation to our charity. Furry Logic donated $3,000 to our charity this year. They come here to do their escape room, and they always, and for the past several years, have donated to our charities. And I want to make sure that they are recognized for the fact that they are an Anthropon partner, not just a vendor in the fandom. They are our friends, they are our partner, and they support our mission to help.
Woo!
Yeah, can we imagine it, bro? Okay. You will see the hat up there. Okay, we can make the joke. Rabbits and hats. Put it in the hat. That's not the way I said. And I want to thank Acolyte Bismuth, Boozy Badger, and all of the other furry comics who stepped up this weekend to act like goddamn idiots to entertain you, if only to raise money for this very, very worthy cause. And I will stand up while I still can. Thank you very much to my comedic colleagues. And lest I be remiss,
there is one chair that we need to remember who is empty right now, who is not here with us this year. Tiger Wolf.
Our dear friend Tiger Wolf. Matters of health prevented Tiger Wolf from joining us this year. I would like everybody to realize that Tiger Wolf predates me at AnthroCon. He was unable to join us this year, but he is with us in spirit, and that's why this chair is empty. Ladies and gentlemen, all and neither, I would like you please to give us a rouse for Tiger Wolf, one of the original furries. Also want to recognize our partners here. Anthropon is unique. You guys might have noticed that Anthropon is unique. We are partnered with the city of Pittsburgh. We are partnered with the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department. We are partnered with the Pittsburgh City Police, who are monitoring our first parade. We are partnered with SMG Corporation, the folks who oversee the David Lawrence Convention Center. We are partnered with Jim Petrovich, praise be unto him, our decorator here. There are so many people. It would take me another 15 minutes to list them all. A lot of people, a lot of organizations go in to make Anthrocon what it is. And I must recognize them in their entirety at this point. If I cannot list all of them by name, I don't know why I can't remember the names.
I wonder.
For all of the partners, AP Expo Services, the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department, Pittsburgh City Police, SMG Corporation, the Western Convention, everybody who puts in yeoman's work to make Anthrocon happen, guys, God bless you for all you do for us. Anthrocon.
Yes.
Maybe we should mention next year. Oh, you want to come back next year? Should we be here next year? We are going to be here next year in 2024, and our dates will be
July.
Fourth through seventh.
Yes, July 4th through July 7th, 2024. And our theme will be
Anthrocoaster!
With an exclamation point! Ronnie mentioned the exclamation points on the webpage. What's that mean? I don't know. I'm old. You all should be in bed by now, goddammit, you goddamn kids.
Please.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Have fun with the amusement park theme. Like, really.
Yes.
Go.
Okay. Yes, thank you. It's an amusement park theme. I'm sorry, I forgot one agency. I forgot lots of agencies. I want to point out, we know that you guys like to go down to the waterfront.
Yes.
You will not see Uncle Tage dealing with our more troublesome members down there. He's smarter than that.
Yes. I am not going to tell you, you cannot go down to the waterfront. However, I am going to offer a salute to Pittsburgh River Rescue, who has been standing by in case one of you stupid shits falls in the water. Here's to Pittsburgh River Rescue. They will be on duty until 3 a.m. tonight. Go to bed at 3 a.m., please.
Sam, before we close the convention, we want to remind people the building itself will be closing shortly. Staff will still be available in, but everyone does need to start evacuating out of the DLCC. However, the party can continue over in the Westin if you want a dead dog. The dead dog room will be available until midnight, I think.
Yep.
Right around.
And once we are done, we want your feedback. Okay, thank you very much. I don't mean now.
We cannot improve without your feedback.
I mean, seriously, I am getting aroused by what you're saying. Thank you very much. At my age, you take it where you get it, okay? What I am saying is, we need your feedback. We're not up here for us, we're up here for you. In 2024, if there's something we can do better next year, we want to know about it. Mr. Ronnie, would you care to expound on that?
See the last thing that I already said.
What he said?
Pardon me again?
Have I forgotten anything? My colleagues, my partners? At this point, ladies, gentlemen, all and neither, we're going to call AFRICON 2023 officially closed. What?
I object.
What do you mean?
I have one more thing to say.
What do you have to say?
If you didn't see a panel on the schedule and you want it next year, you just volunteered.
Well,
wait. Alcoa is almost finished counting all the money that was thrown into his hat. So I think we need to throw more into the hat.
How much is that?
Okay, Alcoa, did you count that? No! Don't throw it. Okay, don't throw it to us.
I want you to put the microphone down and stand and look at this very closely. Look at this very closely. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you a story. However, AFRICON is closed. Get the hell out!
AFRICON 2023 closed. We look forward to seeing you here in 1 year's time at AFRICON 2023.